Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Got a pretty good show here today. Short one, though, because we've got Pit Hoops at 9 o'clock, which means if you work backwards from 9 o'clock at 8:30, it will be Bill Hillgrove and company with the pregame show. But at 8 o'clock, from 8 to 8:30, it'll be Julius Page and I getting you ready for this Pitt basketball game. They're playing Clemson tonight. Look, here's the thing about that game that I will say. It's very simple to me. Jeff Capel's done a lot of great things so far since he's been here. He's done a lot of great things. He's basically got himself, a lot of goodwill. He's got what you would call a honeymoon period going. He's probably in some ways already exceeded what people thought he was going to exceed. But, I think now we're going to find out what he is capable of doing. And what I mean by that is, I think that it's now to the point in the season where if you really take a look at it, his coaching ability is really going to be key. You know, they've had a rough stretch of games. And when it comes down to it, they, you know, have lost 3 in a row. They're 2-5. But they're through the toughest part of their schedule, I think. So, you know, tonight's a game, to me, you're playing against a team that you probably are somewhat evenly matched with. And you should have a shot maybe to win. You should have a shot maybe to get it done. When you really take a look at it, a lot of times these freshmen, these young teams, they hit a wall. And once they hit that wall, man, they struggle. It is now basically one of these things where it comes down to it. And when it really comes down to is this idea that we have to find a way to win some games down the stretch if you're Jeff Capel. We've got to find a way to win some games. We've got to figure it out. That's the bottom line. You can't go the rest of the season and win only one more game. Not with the schedule that you have, not with what we've seen from the teams that you're going to play. You can't do it. You look at what's left on their schedule. Like I said, tonight they got Clemson. They got Clemson coming here in February. They've got Wake Forest left. They got Boston College left. Georgia Tech left. They've got Notre Dame left, who stinks. They've got Miami left. They've got enough games that they should win some games down here the stretch. You know, you want to tell me you lose to Virginia and Virginia Tech? You want to even tell me you lose to Syracuse here again? I would like to see you split the Syracuse NC State game, but those other games, you've got to win more of them. It just basically is crazy to me. It really is. And I think that, you know, this is a team that has a chance to win some games, but Jeff Capel's going to have to work his magic. They're a little bit on fumes. They're a little bit tired. They are a little bit at a point where we, you know, take a look at where they're at, what they're doing, and you say to yourself, is he going to be able to coach them and help them navigate through it? Well, we'll see tonight. we'll see tonight. Teams have now seen them. Teams have now seen their film. Teams have now seen the way they play and know who they play and what their weaknesses are and all those other things. So we'll see tonight, starting tonight. Again, I'm not saying that there's anything. They could go winless the rest of the way, and, you know, you could say, you know, that they at least made a little progress and the future is good. But to me, they've got to win a couple of games down the stretch. Three, four, five games down the stretch. If they could win three games down the stretch, four games down the stretch, get the five or six wins in the ACC for the season, then I would say it was a tremendous season. But now we'll get a chance to see what Jeff Capel is capable of. And that's really going to be the difference between now and, say, the last a month ago when he was still sort of coaching on the adrenaline or whatever. Anyway, I got to get to a break. It's 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.